The National Wildlife Federation is helping representatives from about 50 tribes to go to a conference in Arizona. The two-day session will look at what the climate change the Earth is apparently going through is doing to tribal lands. The Lacoutere Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has sent fisheries biologist Paul Crystal. He says on tribal waters near Hayward, there have been lower stream flows and a shorter winter ice season. That might favor some fish like largemouth bass and brook trout, but weaken the population of walleye, which is a key part of the tribal culture. Crystal says the net effect is negative.
I'm not comfortable with the way things are going, I'll say that. You know, we're affecting the nearshore habitat areas and the habitat that's available at critical spawning times and things like that.
Crystal says it's not just the Lacoutere Reservation seeing the changes. He says Native American tribes will have a chance to talk with each other about ways to reduce global warming through more use of alternative energy sources. He also hopes the next Congress and the Bush administration pay attention to the tribal gathering.
Well, I mean, you're talking 50 Indian tribes plus. It's a lot of lobbyists, a lot of voters.
But also in the U.S. Senate this week, a Republican leader who's about to lose a key environmental chairmanship will hold a hearing on whether the news media is wrongly hyping climate change. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.